A bridge collapses and our hearts sink. Compassion goes out to those who died and their family and their friends. Woman, why are you weeping? It's an honest question from the angels, but it comes across as heartless. Do you really not know why I'm crying? Haven't you looked around? Don't you know what it's like in this world, the pain, the suffering? Don't you see that we're in a cemetery, in a tomb even? How can we not weep? Don't you see the shadow, the veil above and all around? But on that morning, I suppose the angel could reply, "What veil? I don't see any shadow. Why are you weeping?" The resurrection of our Lord does change everything. We need constant reminders of this. We need to hear it over and over. We need it in our ears and hearts over and over. Without Christ's resurrection, where would we be? Well, that veil and that covering would still be looming and be the last word. A just word for sinners, but still a miserable word. Death is the wages of our sin. In the day that Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, they surely died, separated from God to return to dust. Without God's promise and intervention, this death would have been eternal. But God promised the seed to come would crush the serpent's head. God promised that one descendant to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, David, that promise for those Old Testament believers allowed them to scoff at the veil and covering. You think you reign, death. Live it up for now, because the Messiah is going to pull you down and back. He's going to swallow you up. With Jesus, we see the Christ, the fulfillment. Our sins cause us plenty of shame, guilt, tears. Death still hurts. It stings. But we aren't left to grieve as those who have no hope. We aren't left to weep eternally and broken outside of Eden. We aren't left to look up and see death so imminent and final, darkness over us. For Christ has died for our sins. He was the sacrifice. Our sins had brought this catastrophic dark covering, but He made payment for our sins. And with that, the turning downward to the grave has become a turning upward to heaven. If death were the last word, then weep and weep some more. But Christ has been raised in accordance with God's promises. He not only was the sacrifice and died, His sacrifice was shown to be accepted by God for our justification. God raised Him from the dead. The Father was well pleased with His Son. Now, the forgiveness of sins goes out in the name and because of Jesus. Where sins are forgiven, there's rescue from death and life reigns. The wet blanket of death is gone. The robe of Christ's righteousness is given and good. And there is light. Today is our triumphant day. Christ is our triumphant Lord. But do be honest. Death, at least, still pinches. It hurts us, and we still weep. While Christ Himself has defeated death, He's the first fruits of those that sleep. The whole harvest has yet to happen, but that'll happen at the last. Fellow believers have yet to be raised. The resurrection of the body has happened for Jesus, but not yet for those sleeping in the grave. Oh, they live. Their souls live before God in paradise, but their bodies await their raising when Christ returns. This means that we're a lot like Mary Magdalene on that Easter morn. Messengers still preach nice, happy things. They tell us to smile. Meanwhile, we daily live in this world of sin, sickness, suffering, until death do us part. The messengers seem unaffected by the pain of this world. So the messengers seem unreal, fake, lacking compassion or any sense at all. Maybe that guy has had a more fortunate life. Maybe he has some special spiritual gift that most, like me, never receive. It sounds so happy, but is it just hokey? What do? Fake it for the messenger? Alleluia! And smile. Yeah, get one out, right? Or might we say with Mary, where's Jesus? Where is he? Where's my Lord? I need him. I don't need you telling me to stop crying. I need Jesus, and I can't find him. Mercifully, the Lord Jesus found Mary. He finds us weeping. He asks, why are you weeping? He knows why. He wept at Lazarus' grave. Jesus cares for Mary. He cares for you. He knows death's sting, its bitterness and agony. He prayed for it to pass from him. Does Jesus, your priest, your intercessor, not hear your prayers at the hospice or the hospital bedside? When you pray for death to pass over your loved one? The Lord knows why you weep. The Son of God still has tear ducts. He still has compassion for you. So, he mercifully calls you to his cross, an empty tomb, by name. Sin and death are why you are weeping. No, you. Insert your name. I could do it today, really, but I'm not gonna. Okay. But you, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I join me to you and you to me. I'm with you always. I took your sins on the cross. They're dead in my tomb, and they stay there. Join to me in baptism. Together we walk out of the tomb alive. I've already done it, and I promise you will too. You'll see. I'll return, and I'll raise you and all the dead. I'll give eternal life to you and all believers in me. In this meantime here below, I hear you. I hear your prayers. I will pray for you. I know your tears. I know why you weep. So, it wouldn't have been good for Jesus to stay. That's that peculiar verse in John 20 that, you know, don't cling to me, but I want to, right? Don't we all, right? It's good that Jesus ascended to his Father, for his Father is now our Father. He taught us to pray that way. He accomplished everything necessary so that we can call God our Father. Jesus is before the Father as our intercessor, pleading, advocating for us. Whenever the devil dares accuse us, Christ, our priest's sacrifice and blood, stands as the final word. It's good that Christ ascended. He took death and hell captive. They have no lasting claim on us. It's good that Christ ascended, for when we say, "Where is he? Where's my Lord? I need Jesus," we can say, "And I can find him." For our Lord fills his creation with his word and sacrament, and is present with us always to the end of the age. Speaking of ages, this age will end. Death may be a veil hanging over us for now, but the antidote to death has taken hold in Christ Jesus. His forgiveness and word, his Spirit will do his work well. The good news in which we stand has gone out. Darkness flees before the light. Death has no power over this life. The forgiveness of sins goes out in Christ's name, bringing life and light to all. And so we confess that this age will end. The covering will go away when Christ returns, and return he will, for he has said so. He said he would suffer, die, and rise on the third day. And he did. He said he'd return and raise the dead and give eternal life to all who call on his name. And so he will. He will swallow up death forever. He will make his wedding feast of rich food and well-aged wine for his bride, the church, you. He will wipe away your tears. And you even already know what you're going to say. You're probably thinking in your heads right now, "No, I don't." Oh, but you do. You know it in your heart, and you know it because the scriptures have already told you. "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." Today is a foretaste of the feast to come. You rejoice in Christ's victory over death. You look forward to your own resurrection, when he will call you out of your grave. You know and believe that he will raise you up on the last day. He'll wipe away your tears. He'll swallow up death forever. He'll welcome you to paradise. He'll bring you to the company of all the saints in glory everlasting. Your Savior Jesus Christ has said so. Amen.